Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Definitely Fresh Show. Today's episode is being brought to you today by Great Value Lemon Scented Disinfectant Wipes. Kills the flu and all germs of that nature. So, make sure you stop at your local friendly Walmart and pick some up.
That is not gangster. That's very not gangster.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll
say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me shitting myself.
I came up. Got my name up, so when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds. You on the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able. Cause who I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. Cause either do more to tangle to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words war like jihad. I write dope, slow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my soul see you the munchies.
Yo, what up, though? It's your boy, Young Fly Gifted, and we in the building live. Brand new night. It's Wednesday, and it is February the, I have a computer, and I don't know what the day is. Oh, it's February 5th.
Which
means we are 5 days into Black History Month, and for all those who follow Antonio Luckett, my DJ, Mr. Tom Dev on Instagram, he is going to flood your news feed with nothing but Black historical facts. Like, I'm finding you, buddy, because I'm on Instagram for the pretty ladies, and all I see is this nigga and Unchained Freedom Hands all over my timeline. All
right, first and foremost, it wasn't only just chain hands, B. It was pretty African ladies as well, too. So, yeah. And the women loved it, but that was just today. So don't think every day I'm flooding your timeline. I might just do it every Wednesday or something. I don't know yet. But if you do go to Tone Deaf Radio website on Facebook, I will go ahead and give you 5 historical facts about African Americans every day. So learn something. Just saying. Black History Month. It's money for us. It's money for everybody else to learn about us. So let's not show ignorance. Let's show them y'all wouldn't be where y'all was if it wasn't for us. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, shout out to Black History Month. Although I used to feel that in high school it should have been more than just 28 days. Like, it's a part of history for a reason. So you should teach all facets of history from the Nazis to slavery to white America. It's all a part of history. We should learn it all.
True. But we all know that if you really got in depth about Black history and actually told it all, you'll come to find out that white America wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for Blacks. Like, we are all over history, period.
That is true, dude. I slept through most of my history classes anyway, so, you know, I was being a coon anyway, so.
Damn,
son. It is. I just, especially with school, like, because it was so awkward, like, I had a fluently Puerto Rican teacher teaching English. I never understood that. And she barely spoke English. So how do you teach an English class? I never got that.
Be like that, though.
Like,
but we ain't going to talk about English.
You speak very, very little English, and you are teaching an English class, which I passed. And I think it was due to the fact that she didn't know much English. so it's not my fault. But we do have a somewhat nice show for you guys today. I will be here on Wednesday nights for the time being until our regular gets back. But
actually, no, y'all splitting it.
Oh, so we'll be splitting Wednesday night, and I get to share Wednesday.
Yeah, she wants to go part time. So I'm like, well, you already part time. Well, I'll just put the two part time shows in the same time slot. That way, everybody's happy.
And everybody keep y'all fingers crossed. Hopefully, our poetry pusher will be back soon. She's been on a little hiatus, but it's all love, though. We'll hold it down. Every Tuesday, you can find Lexi Trinae. Nobody cares, but you didn't hear that from me.
Then you definitely got the Switchblades every Thursday. Can't forget that Rowdy Bunch.
Yes, they're crazy via the radio, via real life. Like, that's an essential group of people. If you ever kick it with Tone Deaf, we are a very eclectic group of nonsense.
Guarantee you won't be bored.
Definitely won't. We may even introduce you to some new paraphernalia.
Take that any way you want to.
No, don't take that any way you want to. We don't do drugs here at Tone Deaf Radio.
There's other kind of paraphernalia too, though. It's just people know about drugs. I don't know. Maybe if we do a tour in Colorado or Seattle, we could.
Shout out to the
Seahawks.
Yes.
On winning the Super Bowl. In historical fashion. Like, really, though, just to realize that Washington and Colorado, two states who legalized marijuana, had a Super Bowl matchup. I'm just saying.
That is very that's very unique in itself. Like, the two states that legalized weed is going to meet at the Super Bowl.
Like, what if everybody did this? See, this is why I wish, like, Super Bowl games were actually played in the state or the city of the teams that actually made it there. So, like, the ones who had home field advantage, that's where the Super Bowl would be at. Because could you imagine how many people from Colorado and Seattle, because they, like, right next to each other. I mean, Colorado and Washington, they're right next to each other. With, you know, a little with Idaho in the middle, right? Just get smoked the fuck out at the Super Bowl. And you couldn't do nothing about it because it's legal.
That would have really been a Super Bowl. You know, people would have got ejected from that game for being high.
But you couldn't because it's in either Colorado or Seattle where they can do that.
Speaking of people getting ejected, I really want to test my gangster and wear a CM Punk shirt and voice my CM Punk love at the next event that WWE is having just to see if they kick me out.
Well, the best place to do it is Chicago, B.
Nah, hell no, them tickets too expensive. I can put out anything. I'm a ticket master. I want a refund.
I say we go to Raw in Green Bay. Only because, number one, we in Wisconsin. Okay? Number two, I don't think y'all ain't been to Green Bay yet.
I've been to Green Bay quite a few times.
Okay.
Nobody cares about this short African hooker.
Hey, it's Black History Month.
We ain't gonna be rude
to the Africans.
Fuck them. They smell like goat cheese, but that's another.
Damn, that's where we come from.
No, I do not come from there. I was born here. Maybe my
against your own will, though.
What do you mean against my own will? Well, yeah, everybody's born against their own will. I didn't have to be here.
No, being in America. Well, no, let's take that back. Not every black person in America came on slave ships, so. Let's get that clear. Your family may have come here on their own accord. You know, you keep saying you Cuban and shit. Speaking of Outkast, bro, did you hear they getting back together? Did we just lose the host? This is very common, people. Anyway, so in music news, people, it has been released that headlining Coachella this year is actually going to be Outkast in their reunion. So a lot of people are very excited about this, me being one of them when the news broke in regards to that. So I'm trying to find some way, as being the CEO of Tone Deaf Radio, to be able to sneak my way into Coachella this year as a press pass.
Yes, the beauty of being the host and running the board, when you need to, you can mute yourself and take care of business that nobody needs to know about.
See, and the simple fact that he just left me hanging. Luckily, I had Outkast in the background to keep me focused and some WWE K14 ass whooping my hand out. But I just let that slide. And it was a purr. Anyway.
It'd be like us in Tyler, you know?
We ain't got nobody in queue. Normally, niggas be in queue.
I mean, there's some people on hold, but, you know, they ain't raised their hand yet, so I'll take it down. I really want to talk to a nigga. And if I recognize
well, check to see if one of them is there. Check to see if one of them is there. He's our special guest for tonight.
What's the first three letters of the deal phone number? I'll say a letter.
I'm not putting
God.
That out there. I'm not putting
fart.
That out there, man.
The first three digits?
Four.
I didn't say all
four. 414. Dear, if you don't air, press one so we can bring you in.
God, say it's 414. You know, technically, that's not a wrong answer.
It is not. That's why I said it.
Not the answer I wanted, but it's not a wrong answer. But speaking of Ms. Deer, I hear through the grapevine that Ms. Deer is holding a contest to see who can win a date with her.
That's why we're trying to get her to come on air so we can confirm whether this
now,
is a true statement.
I've met Deer, and Deer is quite a weirdo. In a good way. I love Deer. She is very eccentric. So that should be interesting, whoever wins this day, if this contest is true.
I want to know how you know.
You
want to
know you don't
say contest. Not for me, because what I heard, I can't enter anyway. But what I heard is you have to get nominated as an entry and people have to vote on it. I just want confirmation in regards to that. Because I feel like I'm going to nominate one of you coons and see who wins. Actually, I'm going to vote for you, dog, and see where that goes.
Why would you vote for me? I won't be on the voting panel.
I'm just saying.
I definitely won't be on the voting panel. But we are going to take a commercial break because I will do some important stuff. Well, it's not really that important, but I'll make it seem like it's important.
Yeah.
Just. There's a lot of nonsense there. Orlando Smooth.
No, don't do the Orlando Smooth. Put that Daniel Tosh, dog. I feel like laughing real quick.
I'll find it. I don't see it. Where the hell is it? Is that the top?
No, it's in the middle. It say Death. It's labeled Death Fresh, dog. It's right after 2 Chainz.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'll go back. Maybe one of these, see, I don't want to insult the people that's listening, because I don't per se know who they are just yet, but anyway, probably one of them jerk-offs we kick it with. But anyway, like I said, call in, come kick it with your boy. It's me and Tom. We're rocking out with the cock out. Pause.
Whoa.
Heavy pause. Heavy. You know what? Before we get to the Sandpaper situation, I just feel that because I live in the ghetto, that I don't I shouldn't be judged or I shouldn't be subjected to do things that they do in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Continue with your point so I can go ahead and rebuttal that real quick.
I'm just saying, like, because I live in the ghetto, I don't think that I should be subject to do ghetto things. Or I don't think
like
I should be subject to... Because I don't sell dope. I don't look like I sell dope. I don't look like I do any of these things. Yet, when I walk to the gas station for a 50-cent bag of tips and a 75-cent juice, I get approached by a light-skinned guy who looked like Prince. He could have been an undercover cop. I don't know. He had two chicks with him, and they were singing. They were awfully happy this morning looking for crack.
Okay. First and foremost, bro, anybody who has ever had a conversation with the host of the Deathly Fresh Show knows that he makes constant drug-related comments. You ask this man about making Kool-Aid, and he will post a picture, say, I'm in the kitchen water whipping. He is at work sitting here chopping meat in the deli, and he's saying, I got these scales on work. So this brother makes constant drug references in his everyday life. Now, he is not also a small human being. He's a rather large human being. So, and he wears this really big baggy jacket, the kind of jacket that someone who is holding but don't want to be obvious would wear. It is the depth of winter, and bro comes to my crib in a sleeveless vest. Now, as a human being who wears sweater vests, I would assume that a man who is wearing a sleeveless jacket, standing 6'2", breaking over 300 pounds, is either hiding heat, moving weight, or just a really big dude. Unfortunately, he fits all three categories. So I can understand a light-skinned brother of the inner city with two happy hoes on his side would approach this young man asking him where that work at. So do not let this comment confuse you people, because we can play past episodes of him using drug references.
Bro, I'm innocent. I never would do such a thing.
Now, will you actually sell said drugs? That is a different question. Me, on the other hand, if times got hard, I definitely will be following the 10 crack commandments. Luckily, times ain't hard. Did my character just quit? Yes. My guy, in the middle of a match, said, fuck it, I'm out.
Well, yeah, if life did get hard, I'm pretty sure my cousin put me on with that work, because he's been trying to do it since I graduated high school.
Just saying, though, you cannot complain about a light-skinned dude with two happy hoes walking up to you trying to get that work when you live in the heart of the ghetto.
In the ghetto!
For no reason,
dog.
He don't even look like Prince no more. Fam is out here with a huge Erykah Badu afro. Now, just saying, Sam Smooth showed up on New Girl after the Super Bowl with an afro.
Somebody tell me we are up and running. She would like to join us.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened to Dia.
Just because I don't do these things, but. I guess that's the ill effect of living in people think you sound dope.
I think Dia may already be on her date, B.
I've been solicited for sex numerous occasions walking to the gas station. I should just start filming these situations.
You gonna get you a GoPro? I'll think about getting a GoPro, dude. So we just go out places and just record. It's, you know, a little small camera that you can either, you know, clip on this stuff or put on a headband or make some goggles out of, and it just records everything we do. That way we ain't got to have no big stupid camera.
Right. Because it's just amazing the kind of people you meet. I wish I could take it to work. I meet a bunch of people.
You might be able to.
Every day. Like, I don't think buying deli meat and you telling me about your sex life has anything to do with anything at the moment in time that I'm putting meat on the scale. But then again, I guess it probably could. I don't know if it was essential.
Right, I was like saying, but you talking about meat.
Or if she was turned on by the fact that I was weighing up meat. I don't really know. But, yeah. It's
maybe
just,
she was trying to shoot her shot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that motherfucker got my tumbo blocked because she was not pretty.
She was trying to shoot her shot. If she get with the deli man, that means that she can get her lunch meat whenever she wants to. Take that any way you want to.
Look, I don't know. So
that's
she feels she got to go with the. She feels she got to go with the
2014.
Meat. She feels she got to go with the meat clerk. She can get this meat.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know,
like honestly though, dog, I thought you. I really would think that you would get hit on by more bitches. Working in the deli.
I mean, everybody wants something free.
I'm just saying, like, is a deli a lucrative job when it comes to getting the bitches? Like, if you put a little extra mashed potato in the cup, do they slide you their number? I'm just asking. Like, have you? Like, if you slice the lunch meat, thin slice of them, do they give you them digits?
I do have regulars that come back there. And it gets to the point where it's getting to the point where some people are not even shopping unless they see my face. So I do have a few females that's regulars that be coming to get the meat.
So,
can we say
what
that?
You're trying to tell me is, yeah, I'm just saying. What I'm trying to, so what you're saying is, if you throw in 2 honey sweet rolls with a pound of chicken wings, they can get that work. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely.
So all you sexy ladies out there who are single for Valentine's Day and need a date, just come to the Pick and Save Deli and say you need 2 sweet rolls with your chicken.
76 and
call.
Ask for
one. Ask for one. 2 sweet rolls with a pound of chicken is code for.
Thank you. I'm going to let them in, so hold on. Caller, you are on the line with the Definitely Fresh Show. How may we help you or ruin your life? Either or. Take a pick.
What's going on, ugly?
Oh, look who decided to go. Can we get her, Doug? Can we give her a hand clap, Doug? Because we ain't heard her on air in damn near 2 months.
Oh, man, you don't get no hand claps.
That means he don't know how to make the hand clap. Thank you.
So,
thank you. Thank you.
For those of y'all who ain't never tuned in on Friday night at 8 p.m.,
tuned in?
Y'all,
is that going? That has to go into the language book. You said tuned in.
It's already
in.
There. Tuned in. Yeah, it's in a Definitely Fresh dictionary that can be found on tonedeafradio.com.
We make up more words between the hours of 9 and 12 a.m. than I've ever seen in my life. Hey, this is horrible. Like, we have verbally butchered the English language.
Right, we literally do have our own vocabulary calisthenics here on the Definitely Fresh Show. But let's get down to business, Gia, because ever since your post earlier today, you have been the talk of the town. You have this contest going on. What's up with this contest?
Well, you know, as sad as it's been, haven't been able to do my show. So I'm coming back on the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. So I decided that I was going to do a little twist thing to it. Now, let me start off with this disclaimer. This is not a contest in a desperate attempt to look for love. I cannot stress that enough. And I did not realize that it could be taken that way. So let me stress that. But anyways, it's a contest to, first and foremost, to come and co-host with me on the 14th. And also, an all-expense-paid date.
So you out here, taking niggas to the Red Lobster?
I'm allergic to seafood, baby.
I'm just saying, you better not be taking these whole niggas out here feeding them cheddar biscuits, and the
fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits.
Slow down,
because I've opened up the contest to both men and women, so,
Now,
okay,
sorry.
Here's my question.
Shit just got interesting. Why y'all both just get paused like that?
Because I want to know, can we tag along? Because I need to see this. Like, I really need to be, I got to see who win. I got to see how this date go, because I'm sure this is going to be comedy.
Yes, we have to record this.
Well, this is what we're going to do for starters. If you have not already, and for those of you tuning in, if you could go to the fan, or not the fan page, but the event page, on Facebook, if you search Win a Date with Miss Dia, you should be able to find it. If not, I posted it on the Tone Deaf Radio fan page. And you got to vote.
I've shared it.
Yeah. So far I have 5 contestants, but it's still open. Anybody who think they bad enough to get in on, like, the 10th of February and get the most likes, be my guest. I'm going to open it till it closes.
Now, how do they go about getting selected? Like, you gonna make these niggas jump through some hoops, or females? Like,
no. They nominate themselves, or somebody nominate them. So far, people been nominating themselves. Like, the hell, we're waiting for somebody else to do it, apparently. And they have to post a picture of them, and then with the picture, they gotta put 5 facts, and basically why they should win. And then the person with the most likes between my Instagram page, which is at Poetry Pusher, and the Facebook event page, whoever gets the most likes, they're going to win.
Well,
we can nominate anybody, right?
I think I should win based on the fact that I'm the host of the Definitely Fresh Show by Taste Club at the contest.
I don't think we qualify, bro.
I
think we automatically disqualify due to association that we work with her.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tone Deaf Radio is like endorsing this. So,
I quit.
You lose your show forever. I want to nominate somebody.
I want to
nominate somebody on air.
Before we get to your nomination, we have another caller. I want to let them in. I don't want niggas to be like, oh, fam didn't let me in. He being racist. He could be light skinned. You know how light skinned niggas feel.
It's Black History Month, bro. It's Day Month too, man.
You are live on the air with the Definitely Fresh Show. How may we help you and or ruin your life?
What?
You know it's Mimi, dog.
I don't nominate Mimi. Light skinned nigga. So that made me think maybe he was talking about, somebody else. Let me introduce him to my light skinned nigga. What the hell are you?
I nominate Mimi for the contest.
It's gonna take me a while to memorize that number because I'm so used to the other number when you call in.
You got another number and I don't have it.
See, what had happened was.
I didn't know who that was.
When I change numbers, I am like so lazy. And a lot of times, how people get my new number is because they'll call me or text me, and then they'll cuss me out for not responding. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. So my new number is. Because it's such a hassle now since they put everything, like, damn near every message you send. They turn it into a group text. if you don't send it individually, and sending my number individually to each person, that is such a hassle. So, yeah, I do apologize.
Can me and Tone nominate Mimi? Since she technically don't work for her.
Yeah, because she technically don't work here.
She technically doesn't work here. She's like
independent. That's funny that y'all said that, because as I was listening, I was like, well, how about I just quit tonight and then I come back? Take a leave of
now, Mimi. Now, the problem is, Mimi, she don't do seafood.
That is true.
That's fine. I just want some fruit.
She just wants some fruit.
Oh, yeah. I just want some fruit.
Well, we nominate Mimi to win the date with
you. Okay, well, then you gotta go ahead. You got to post a picture in the five facts on my page. And then share the pictures and share it so she can get the votes.
Wait,
we got to post five facts? You don't want to post five facts, B.
You don't want
if you go on there and read some of the stuff people are putting on there, Lord Jesus.
Like, where do we start? Psycho, retard, met child, psychopathic.
She's
okay.
Gemini.
Since Juan would like to name things, how about I post this fact? Mimi did not tell you that she would fuck the shit out of you in front of your son. How about that?
I was trying to walk away from that, B.
We are not going there tonight.
Yeah.
Are you vigilant?
It's February 5th. It's Black History Month. Definitely make sure you check out the Tone Deaf Radio Facebook page, as we give you a lot of facts about Black history. And I always make sure I specifically put you on to poets that you've never heard from before. So definitely make sure you always check that out, because there's some pretty hot poets I post on there too. So, yeah, definitely. Now, if it's safe to bring Mimi back.
I brought her back. I just had to cut her off from saying that because things was going to get ugly in a hurry, and we don't want to know that. We let that go. That beef is over and done with. It was the quickest Twitter beef ever.
Okay, I got a quick question actually. I just so happen to be writing a poem right now. I got to perform for a school tomorrow, and
you want to put it on air?
No, because it's not ready yet. But I would like y'all insight right quick on something. Like,
not
at all. What's like the top five people that we learn about when you like? How old are you in like fourth and fifth grade?
I think like 10, 11.
Like 9 or 10.
Yeah, you like 10 or 11.
Okay. Okay, give me the top five people that y'all remember. Give me the top five things y'all remember learning about, especially during Black History Month.
Martin Luther King.
King.
Always
Absolutely.
Number one. Frederick
Malcolm
Douglass.
X.
Slavery.
Right. They always taught us about Egyptians for some odd ass reason.
Because that's Africa, you dumb fuck.
Right. I mean, it's not odd, but. It was just like, how do you jump from I Have a Dream to the Pharaohs? And I'm like, wait, I'm confused. Slow down.
And then Rosa Parks.
What about Jim Crow, or is that just me?
I learned about Jim Crow. Then again, I went to all black schools, too, so.
Oh, yeah, we learned about Jim Crow.
I mean, we actually had a nigga in our school named Jim Crow, so that's probably why.
And then there was that horrible rapper dude named Jim Crow, too. He sucked.
Okay, so we got MLK, Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass, Slavery, Rosa Parks, and Harriet Tubman, most likely, right?
Oh, and Maya Angelou. She always somehow made it in there.
Still I Rise, and she's a phenomenal.
With her deferred ass. Oh, and Langston Hughes. Forgot about dude.
Maybe because we were kids and at that point we loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they always talked to us about George Washington Carver.
Yeah, I forgot about that. My dude
so
and W.E.B. Du Bois.
Because at that age, niggas love peanut butter and jelly.
W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yeah, I still eat peanut butter and jelly. I'm going to go make me a sandwich after after this show. Black history.
Peanut butter and jelly is the chef. If you don't like peanut butter and jelly, you're not a human being.
I can eat peanut butter and jelly if I'm not there when you make, like if you make the sandwich and bring it to me, but I hate the smell of it.
Y'all want to know the irony of that?
What?
We grew up learning about George Washington Carver, but now most likely any school you go to, you can't even have peanut products in the school.
Right, because too many kids are so allergic to it.
Yeah, I mean,
they
I understand
chill.
That aspect, but ain't that crazy, though?
Man.
What'd that say? They didn't give a fuck about us back then? I bought peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and fucking peanut butter cookies and all kind of shit all the time.
Speaking of peanut butter cookies, Mimi, I need another two boxes.
Back then, we didn't have as many fucking ailments as we do now. Like, back then,
right.
I know,
we get to buy a car, dust ourselves off, and continue to walk to school. Now, you fucking pour water, a glass of water next to a kid, they have a seizure. So, it's way
because we grow up on fast food
I'm just saying, so they're going to stop having fish sticks, too, because I'm allergic. And I'm sure it's other little kids that's just as allergic as I am.
But is that even real fish,
Because fish sticks ain't really fish.
Right.
Like, fish sticks ain't fish, dude.
I don't give a fuck.
If somebody is allergic to seafood, I'm sure that don't matter. They still going to get that little tingle in the back of their motherfucking throat and their ears and shit.
Kinky.
Hate you.
I'm just saying.
Who did y'all say after George Washington Carver? Who else?
Okay, wait. We say MLK, Malcolm X,
W.E.B. Du Bois,
Frederick Douglass. That's already four. George Washington Carver.
Oh, we just said way more than five.
Yeah, we had 10. We was
yeah,
at
we
10.
Had
about the five that I just named off.
Oh.
And then it was more, it was.
Oh, yeah, Maya Angelou.
Yeah, Maya Angelou.
Still all right.
And Langston Hughes. Oh, and Alice Haley. To the Roots.
Yeah.
Kunta. What's your name?
They just watched Roots. They made us watch Roots in school. I didn't care less about it, but then I went and bought the DVD.
Hey, what was that movie they made everybody watch with Denzel Washington? Glory?
Yeah.
Glory.
I don't know, but they made us watch Queen all the time.
Yep, they made us watch. And I own all three of those on DVD.
They made you watch
what? Roots, Queen, and Glory.
Well, Halle Berry.
Black History Month was a really touchy subject for white kids. They always used to show that slave movie in like third hour, and everybody be looking at the random three white kids that had the history class with you.
Okay, so real quick, I don't mean to take over the show, but let's play a little game right quick. Who would y'all compare Martin Luther King to? Who's the modern day Martin Luther King? You think Obama? As far as speeches
Obama.
And
talk. Definitely Obama. Obama.
Yeah. Okay.
No doubt.
So who would you say is the modern day Malcolm X?
We ain't got one.
Montclair.
All honestly, we don't have one. Nobody wants to be Malcolm.
No, this has been decades, though. It don't have to be somebody from now, but maybe in the early 2000s, like any time. Who would you compare Malcolm X to?
Shit. We'll get back to that one.
Nigga, I say Kanye, hell. With his crazy ass.
You sure? That's just a nigga.
Frederick Douglass is me.
Cause can't nobody rock that gray patch like I can.
Dude, I'm just
saying.
Weren't you the birth of slave sex?
No.
You sure? I read that on a poster. But then again, don't quote me on that. I went to South Division. Not all their facts was historically correct.
Yes, you did. You know more about Cinco de Mayo than you know about Black History, bro.
That is very true.
Frederick Douglass, dude, was like a real philosopher kind of a dude. So I would say Cornel West, honestly, would be my closest to Frederick Douglass.
Hmm. Now, we ain't just talking about looks.
No, I'm talking about, like, real spit. Cornel West kind of reminds me. He reminds me of a Frederick Douglass kind of a dude.
Okay. I can dig it. Because that kind of goes along the line of this poem I'm writing. By the way, the title is Things They Forgot to Teach Me in School. This shit going to be so cold. So
you gotta come back on air and spit it.
I will. I'm thinking about comparing slavery to
pig and fairies.
Oh my god!
Bam! No, Walmart. Compare slavery to Walmart.
On a 90 degree day, and you are in the parking lot getting cars down at the cotton field.
I was actually going to compare you know, the whole theory with whips and chains.
No, because it ain't even the bus. I gotta hear you singing as
well. Well, whips and chains.
Day.
Yeah, cars and shoes.
On.
Oh. Yeah.
I can see that, as you should. Spit that hot
sauce. I'm kind of, you know, these is fourth and fifth graders. I might go cliche with Rosa Parks on how she fought to sit on the bus and we still go to the back.
Man, we feel like we too good to even get on the bus.
Yeah. I'm finna. Oh, you just gave me a fucking line, you jerk.
Ooh, Spike Lee. Get on the bus.
Think,
I remember that.
That was
okay,
shit.
Now, I got to download that.
Comment about that because I don't feel like I'm too good to get on the bus.
No,
get on the bus.
No, the younger generation is now though.
I'm talking about the younger generation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
don't
feel you.
The younger generation is why I won't get on the bus. I don't give a fuck how somebody look at me like, oh, man, you see me on the bus? Bitch, I'm probably going to work. Where's your job? It's just I don't like to get on the bus because I don't like teenagers and preteens and all them other fucking kids that ain't mine. And if I hit them, then they try to tell me I go to jail, and that's just too much for me. I think they need to change that because teens are worse now. It used to be, so I don't think it should be, they got to be 18 for you to bust them in their shit. I think that needs to be changed.
So what about that modern-day here?
These
the modern-day
way
here
more zombies than they used to be.
And we will march on Washington for this.
I
ain't
about the modern-day
here.
It's much of a good.
I don't know. There's not too many females out these days really trying to make moves for the women anymore. Like, every female out here trying to pop that pussy and get that money.
You got to broaden your perspective, though, on her whole movement with the Underground Railroad.
Right.
Like, what's equivalent? We don't got to perfectly match it. We got to find an equivalent. Like, what's when you think of Underground Railroad, that was the passage?
Yeah, it was like getting us from point A to point B. Safely.
Yeah.
We in the water. Yeah, hey, next show we're playing Negro Spirituals.
I fucking hate you.
I hate you.
Wait, hold on. So the DJ said he hate me, but I bet $5 he owned them. So I'm not even trying to hear that.
Nope. Do not own not nan Negro Spirituals.
Okay, what time y'all running?
I can get it, though. We going to be here for a minute.
We are on air for the
next. What time y'all running to?
I don't know. We are on air for 3 hours. We out shit. 300. I also blame Chief Keef for the failure of American history and culture. So, yeah.
I blame Chief Keef for so much.
All right.
Some of it's not his fault.
He's done so much damage in such a short span of time. It's so fucking horrible.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of upset that they couldn't wait until March to release Lil Boosie. Like, y'all go release him.
They left that nigga out.
In Black History Month.
You are.
What?
You
wait,
gotta
wait,
be kidding me.
Bro finally out of jail? Because he been in jail.
No,
forever.
He gets out at the end of the month.
He's getting out. They won't release a specific date citing security reasons, but he is scheduled to be released at the end of this month. Sometime at the end of this month.
The niggers.
Well, as much as I don't want them to be unlocked in Black History Month, hey, man, the music game needs to, because I'm getting sick of this shit we're hearing now, and it can't get no worse than
Damn.
Two, so.
Do you understand how far back we are going to be set that whole week he get out. It is going to be so many Black History Month little Boosie freed party flyers flying around. It's a damn shame we already got these MLK birthday party celebration flyers with dude dressed up like Jay-Z still circulating. That now we got to put up with this nigga?
Yeah, so with MLK on the cover of a flyer dressed like Ho with a Brooklyn hat on, I think we already lost. Game's already over. Game set match. Next. It's done.
It ain't even safe to move to Canada anymore, man.
Free healthcare, though. I would definitely move to Canada. Free healthcare, white women, and Canadian bacon. Can't beat it.
Fam, shut up, dude.
What?
It's more blacks in Canada than you think.
And I'm not saying that they're wrong, because they moved to Canada. There's a lot of blacks in Canada. Most of them are playing in the NBA now. So
no, they moved to Canada because it wasn't safe to live in America as a runaway slave. Wisconsin was the reason why, too. Because Wisconsin was the first state to say, hey, guess what? We think you were slave. Your ass going back to the South. You know what they said? You in America. I'm going to Canada.
So wait, Wisconsin was shipping niggas back to the South, like literally?
Yes. Yes, literally.
How do you just determine who's a slave and who's not?
And that was the problem. Fam, that was what 12 Years a Slave was all about. That's literally the premise of the movie. Somebody accused dude of being a slave. They kidnapped him, took him back down south, treated that nigga like a brand new slave off the boat, and it took 12 years for them to get dude back where he needed to be. Brad Pitt saved the day.
Yeah, but wasn't he in Django fucking up everything?
Brad Pitt was not in Django. That was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure?
Oh. Yeah,
hey,
I am.
It's starting to look alike. Sorry.
So y'all gonna go? So y'all go and put Mimi up there. I'm finna write this poem right quick, and I'm going to try to call back in before y'all close it out.
We're going to put Mimi up tomorrow. That way we can solicit votes.
Right.
At the same time.
I would have somebody put it up now, and then why don't you just solicit throughout the show?
We need the five facts. You can't put Mimi up without the five facts.
Right,
trust me, I am most certain that she will have five facts for you. It don't have to be all serious. If you go read the other ones, the one dude went up there and said he had a big penis. So,
hey, that was an important fact. Like, she might need to throw that out there.
I ain't gay, but that might be a fact.
While you're going to write her poem and we come up with five facts for Mimi, I'm going to let the next caller in. So, y'all sit tight. So, we'll see you later, dear. We're going to solicit Mimi.
All right, love y'all.
Not like that.
We love you, dear boo.
Love you, too. See y'all later.
I'd like to let the next caller in. You are live on the air with the Best Friend Show. How may we help or ruin your life?
What's up, bitch-ass nigga?
How did I know it was dude?
Put your hand up, fam.
Oh, he said he had work, right? I mean, didn't have to work, right?
I'm on my way to work.
Ah, oh, boo.
You got the window down?
Nah, I plugged y'all up to my radio so I don't have to hold my phone all the way there.
And you know what? That's probably why you used to have noise in the background before.
Yeah, whatever.
Should we vote Monte? Do we vote Monte?
I was going to say Monte at first, but I thought it was going to be funnier if it's Mimi.
What happened?
We voted Mimi as a contestant to be on Dia's dating contest.
Right.
I can't date Dia.
You're not dating her for real, nigga.
Oh, no. No, I'm saying, like, never mind. I forgot we on the radio. Never mind.
Yeah, don't solicit your defamation, brother. Keep to yourself.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are you gonna take it?
Yeah, Valentine's Day on turkey. What?
I think that
noise y'all hearing though is that's my heater. I got the heater on and the defrost.
That explains a lot.
Oh boy. So what are we talking about? I got about 3 minutes to get my shit off.
Oh, well, get your shit off.
Get your shit off, bro. It's whatever you want to talk about.
I should probably not start the topic. I should just chime in on whatever y'all talking about.
Man,
actually,
you know
we don't have one. So go ahead and say what's on your mind, bro.
Oh, so we don't have a topic?
Nope.
Not tonight.
Well, I got a problem with Walmart.
Oh, we all do. So go ahead, go, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Why the fuck do Walmart only sell drawers for little niggas? How come niggas... No.
Some of you might say they start a movement against Victoria's Secret and Walmart about their drawers.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Well, we don't believe you. You need more people. I always hear that Victoria's Secret don't have draws for the big ass women.
Big ass.
So I'm not surprised.
Well, I mean, according to a few of my Twitter followers, they actually shopped at Victoria's Secret, which always puzzled me because they weren't small women. But I never asked why are you shopping here.
Because they ain't buying draws. They just buy their body cologne. Body lotion.
See, yeah, it's like a play on words. When they say they shop at Victoria's Secret, they probably tell the truth. They just don't buy drawers and shit because they don't fit. Remember that episode of The Simpsons when Homer kept putting on G-strings because he thought they was disappearing?
Wait, what?
I forgot about that because they kept disappearing in his, yeah. The dude kept putting on more drawers.
Homer and Bart was at the beach and Homer put on the G-string and it disappeared, so he put on another one. And then that one disappeared too.
Okay.
So Homer had on about 8.
So, who, like, which one of your Twitter followers do you think that would happen?
No comment.
Wait, what was the question?
He just described whenever Homer put on a G-string and a G-string, he was put on another one. Which one of your Twitter followers do you think that would happen?
Definitely her. That is a given.
She definitely got them trial swallowers, so yeah, I'm running with it. I'm running with the McNasty one.
Wait a minute, what did you just say she got, Doug?
The trial swallowers. Trousers?
I know, I mean, but this is how you said it, dog. Hey, one, put that in the dictionary, dog.
Some trial swallow.
That's in the dictionary, dog.
Oh, God.
Fam, if we ever publish this dictionary, dog, we going to get called a whole new language.
Yeah, if we ever publish a dictionary, we gonna set blacks back 1,000 years.
Swear. Some of the things that we say.
We ain't gonna be no better than Boosie.
I'm so mad he's getting out this month.
The fact that I don't know. But I know one thing. I tried to watch Tropic Thunder on network television this morning. That wasn't working too well.
And that's funny because I just saw it.
Wait a minute, did they show the homemade preview?
The homemade preview.
Right now the movie starts.
Right now the movie starts.
Yeah, they took the booty sweat one out. The rest of them, they let stay. Yeah, the booty sweat preview, they took it out.
That's not them.
That's not
them. The black guy has no purpose.
Has no purpose.
Cause that was
his
introduction to the movie.
Yeah. I mean, that interview when he was like, drink booty sweat, baby. They let that stay, but everything else, they cut it out. I'm talking about, oh, well, that served no purpose. I turned that shit right off.
Ow.
Ow. I don't want to watch Roots this week,
Doug.
What?
That's like
fucking depressing. I don't see how y'all sitting and watch this shit. That shit depresses me.
Watch what?
I'm ready to fuck somebody up. All them damn slavery movies.
Man. Watching The Time to Kill.
Yeah, man, when we watch shit like that,
it's just the fact of what they did.
Man,
is that the Megar Evans one?
The white people that we actually cool with, I'd be ready to fuck them up, so. Like, I done mute. Last time, I think I muted Mitch, and he didn't even do shit to me. Like, you know what? You gotta go.
I told all.
You know
the white
girl.
People at work. I told all the white people at work they're not allowed to make black jokes.
And see, at my old job, I didn't really work with white people. Almost everybody was black until the assistant general manager came in, and he was cool, so. But, like, now, I work with all different kind of races. My boss, Indian. One of my coworkers is Mexican. One is Chinese. One white. And my girl is black. So, it's one of everybody up in that motherfucker now.
Sam, you got immigration working with you, dog.
That's what I'm afraid of. One day, they're just going to come in and snatch everybody except me and me. Well, I'll call first shift.
So y'all just go around the hotel by yourselves?
I think he did that on purpose. Like, dude was like, I got to get one of everybody and put them on the shift.
Equal opportunity.
Because the La Quinta didn't give no fuck. Everybody in that motherfucker was black.
Hey, diversity
part of the problem.
You know what? I'm going to make a movie about your hotel, because it just sounds, it just screams, fucking monkey.
But you know what's crazy? It's peaceful as fuck out here. Like, I haven't had one altercation except a drunk person, and we put her on the do not rent list, so we ain't got to worry about her no more. But.
Okay. Now. Anybody been a review?
Nope.
Huh?
Because I've never gone there. That's the mushroom that they keep showing. I feel like they're telling me that I need to tell you that I need to
give them. Wait a minute. Is Ruby Tuesday that spot over there on Bradley by Wells Fargo?
Is that Bradley or is that Good Hope?
Well, Good Hope Bradley is over there by Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
I've been there one time. It feels like an upscale
Applebee's
to me.
Well, me personally, I've never been there, but I wouldn't mind giving it a shot. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Never mind.
I do have another caller.
Yeah, that's a lot better. I appreciate that, sir.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Sound like.
Black and free.
Hello?
Walmart hello? Draw still don't fit big nigga.
Are we still here?
Oh, so what's the conversation tonight about tonight, fella?
Why probably Walmart don't like big niggas?
Oh, we
apparently they draw. They made for us.
And Victoria's Secret don't like big chicks.
Well, we already knew that too. But big chicks don't stop their ass from squeezing in it.
So you've dealt with big chicks who's had on little draws?
Quite frankly, I haven't. But I know there's some big girls out there who do it. You see these pictures that be at these parties. Don't act like that is no fan towards your Vicky Secret that's like wedged into an asshole. Horrible. Fucking need to stop it. That shit ain't cool.
You seem very irate.
Fine, man. I'm having a great night. I'm finna go have me a drink. I'm good.
Oh,
but who's trying to win that? I heard y'all was having that little date thing. How did that go?
Well, we have nominated Mimi to win the date contest.
I like that.
I don't do.
Mimi dead ass. Hey, you should go.
It's an all expense paid meal, so I don't see why that wouldn't be epic. So
well,
if everybody in the crew,
I just want to go eat some fruit.
Well, where are they going?
Mimi don't care as long as they're fruit.
Everybody in the crew was nominated except for me and Tom. Oh, we're eligible, I should say.
Not eligible.
We're not eligible. Me and Tom.
Oh, I'm not eligible either.
Well,
why you can't enter this contest?
No,
because it's a tone deaf radio sponsored event.
Sponsored, so I can't.
Therefore, anybody on the staff is ineligible.
And maybe I'm work here.
And I work on the staff as the nigga that talks bullshit. So.
he worked here now, so he's not eligible.
Well, why? If I win, I'll tell you what it tastes like.
I see that coming.
I do nominate to let Juan enter the contest any damn way.
Now, prime example, that is how you get muted. You see, I was doing good. I hadn't muted nobody.
Why you
want
to mute me, bro? I'm trying to nominate you.
No, I didn't mute you. I muted the other
man. No, he shot his shot already, and he tricked. So we're moving back down court now.
Yeah, that's kind of a dream.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a dream deferred already. I gave up.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. She likes
me.
You ain't want
to
know
what, bro. She likes me. Yeah.
So what we going to do is we're going to get everybody from DPC to promote Mimi to win.
Matter of fact, I'm getting a picture from everybody. I need a picture from everybody in DPC because I'm nominating all y'all because if one of y'all wins, this is hilarious.
It's either way it goes. Whoever wins, we are recording this day.
First of all, who is the DPC? I'm not involved.
It sounds like a gang, so it ain't me.
It ain't me. I don't do games like that. I passed there in elementary school. And break.
Dare to keep the kids off drugs?
Yeah, like
why the fuck is KFC closed?
They probably got robbed. But
how the fuck am I supposed to get some wings now?
Order Rosati.
Wingstop.
He ain't got a Wingstop out there. He out there in Germantown, B.
I know where you at. I work in that area. Yeah, you sad as a bitch.
We all work in that area.
I work on 100% of the brown deer, bro. I be all him and I be falls.
Yeah, but see, I'm posted at that Best Buy.
Oh, hell yeah. See?
So, we all up in there. Hey, I'm really trying to think who got wings over there by you, bro.
It's sad. It depends on how far you can drive away from work, because I know a place you can get some wings.
There's a spot called Rosati's that delivers, dog. I can get the number for you.
Man, I've had Rosati's number for the last 4 years.
Man.
I'm trying to help you out.
That nigga's a veteran.
Yeah, Rosati's delivered to the hotel. That's where I used to get all that food from, half off.
I know they deliver. That's because they deliver to Best Buy. That's how I got put on the Asian Zing.
Man, I've been telling y'all about Rosati since I was working at the La Quinta, bro. That's where I used to bring that big-ass pizza in at. You know what? I don't even trip. I still got Maxfield's in the car.
You can always go to Larry's Legends Chicken. Why?
What's happening?
Why? I'm looking into the... I get word back on them kicks tonight, bro. I'll let you know.
Yo,
bro,
keep going.
They so cold, though, bro.
Yeah,
them motherfuckers was kind of slick. I peeped them.
Yeah, bro.
But,
and I don't even wear Duke. Bro, but
then
was
hold on, but peep game. I got a homie who works at out House of Kicks, and he can probably plug us for 75.
Can he get those?
Matter of fact, because as soon as y'all posted them, because I was standing there next to him, I was like, bro, you got these? He said, oh yeah, man, them are the new penny, the penny edition of them. They gonna run you about XYZ, but I could probably get him for 75. It's like, bro, you get him, I got you.
Bro, tell him you got to plug me for the 75. I got 100 for him.
Man, that's all I'm talking about.
No, because I'll let him know because I think he can get him. I'm just saying. But I'm going to find out. If you see me walking in them, that means the plug is good. And I'm going to put y'all on.
My next purchase are going to be those red Gary Paytons.
Can't do the pace, dog.
Oh, I love
the
one
Batista wore at the Royal Rumble?
Huh?
The one Batista wore at the Royal Rumble?
Rock. Yep. But I ain't got no
belt. You should have
tattoo around it.
And a nose ring. And a nose ring.
Family guy. I need to go back and watch the rest of Monday Night Raw.
He got a front trim stamp.
He got a front and back tramp stamp.
Pam got a tramp stamp.
He got a tramp stamp on the front and the back, and he got a nose ring.
Yeah, he shouldn't have
and
won.
A belly button.
He shouldn't have won the Royal Rumble based on the fact that he dresses in drag.
Yeah.
And the crazy shit is, the nigga that is gay don't dress like that.
The fucked up part. Huh? Yes, he do, bro. His tights was pink as a bitch.
Huh?
Huh?
But he don't dress in drag, though. He don't come to the ring. He don't come to the ring looking like a tight-ass Ferrari. Bro,
but he did.
Bro, his return, he came in skinny jeans and a fucking Ferrari jacket, dog, with no shirt on.
I low-key hope Alberto Del Rio beat the gay out of that nigga.
That's a lot of beating, dog. I just want him to come out the closet just to say you gay, and we can move on with our lives. That's
bro,
all I'm saying.
And
ain't like none of us could whoop his ass for it, so he might as well just say it. Like, hey, I like dicks.
Yo, what Titus O'Neil did to Darren Young was bogus.
Yeah.
Bro,
but Darren Young was already busted open before that happened, though.
Well, Titus O'Neil and his new music suck ass. They should let him
do
BB music. That new track was horrible. And I hope
that new track is bad.
I didn't hear it.
It's trash. Trash.
Did he wrestle on Raw?
Yep.
Yeah, he wrestled Zack Ryder. Well, never mind. Everybody beats up Zack Ryder. That's no significance.
Everybody do beat up Zack Ryder.
No, it wasn't a squash, though. It took him a minute.
Yeah, it did take him a minute, though.
It took him about 10 minutes.
Because the fans still love Zack Ryder. The fans still have love
They need to go get MVP from TNA. Cause he's the only respectable clone in the business.
Man, MVP about to change the game in TNA.
Here's
my question. If Batista come out the closet, do they make him change his finishing move?
can you powerbomb niggas knowing that you're a fag? Like how did that work? Like when he pick you up in the air for a powerbomb, do he lick the middle before he drop you? Like,
shut the fuck up. He can start gyrating his hip before he.
Maybe he just do the spine.
No, you can't. Yeah, he might just start spine busting, B.
Like, fam, just use your spine buster on me, man. You better not pick me up for a powerbomb, bro.
Bro, but if you come out of the closet, you have to think about all the other people he's powerbombed already, though.
No, check this out, though. Even if that nigga did spine buster me and I was supposed to get up after that, I'm just lay there and just wait for the three count. Like, fuck it. No, I'm not going to give you a chance to hit your other move. You all, I'm going to take this spine buster.
You
going to
sandbag him like Tenz I did Ryback?
Nobody likes Ryback, though. That's why.
What is Batista? Is Batista white or is he something else?
No, he's Filipino.
He's Filipino.
He like Filipino and some other shit, but
yeah.
He's mainly
Filipino.
So he's a gay Asian.
Because I'm used to white people doing shit that we look at as questionable and it's just normal to them. They really don't get gay. They just like gay shit.
First of all, the sport of wrestling.
You call them Metro?
So, yeah.
Okay, if it was just the clothes, I would say bro was Metro and let that shit slide. But fam has physical evidence that we must question his homosexuality.
But that's what I'm saying. You look at all these white people with these strange-ass tattoos. They be having belly tattoos, back tattoos. I was going to say that because
almost, like, a lot of WWE wrestlers got leg tattoos, like Billy Gunn, but
that
don't really help things.
Like, niggas always say that leg tattoos are gay, but look how many UFC fighters that with leg tattoos.
Well, CM Punk got leg tattoos.
Hey, but at the same time, every last person we said may be questionable. We just won't say it to them because they can go for
ass. CM Punk's great, though. CM Punk's great as a whole, though.
Yeah, he got him on his leg, too.
Like, who was wearing, like, look, they pants been tight for I don't know how long. We used to seeing white people in little jeans because that's the shit that they like. But when niggas started doing it all, man,
because Stone Cold definitely wore Davy Dukes for the better part of his career.
I was going to say, Sam's blue jeans was extremely tight at one point in time.
But, bro,
Sam had on nut huggers.
That was the hillbilly in him, bro, like.
Hey, but he had a leg tattoo as well, and we never questioned Stone Cold's sexuality. That's like, but you know what? That goes back to Tupac. Nobody ever questioned dude's sexuality. Sam had nose rings.
Oh, we not
some
going to like
some niggas questioned, dog. Some niggas questioned his sexuality. It's just the fact that he got in trouble.
I've never seen that
fucking hoes.
Or heard it occur until Twitter, ever. In all my years, the first time seeing anybody question Tupac's sexuality was on Twitter. That's the only place
I heard that. Nah, when that bathtub photo dropped, because I was at UWM, it was niggas at UWM questioning that nigga when that bathtub photo dropped.
I've always questioned his rapping ability because Tupac never did no hooks. So, but other than that,
he just had shit to say. That's usually what it was with Pac. He just had a lot of shit to say.
Openly walking around this motherfucker
like,
with a nose ring.
Even with the bathtub photo, I've never seen a female be like, ugh. All the bitches is like, man, I wish I was in that
water. All right, well, take it back further than that. Big Daddy Kane the spread in Playgirl. Big Daddy Kane did a whole Playgirl spread. Nobody questioned
He did. He did.
Nobody said shit about
Mike Concha.
They questioned Shawn Michaels.
I actually forgot about that.
What? Nigga DX questioned Shawn Michaels for that.
That Big Daddy Kane did that. But Yeah, but the thing about it was,
Shawn Michaels
what,
post. Shawn Michaels,
yeah, Shawn
the
Michaels
guy
still
he didn't know that magazine was for men.
But see, that's because Shawn didn't know, so they fucked with dude for not knowing what he walked into.
That's a setup. Like, oh, yeah,
that's what
you're doing a magazine for chicks. You just got to show your meat. some fam broke out the assless chaps.
But it's the fact that Triple H told bro, like, after the spread was out, he was like, yeah, you know, mostly gay men buy this magazine. And the damage was done, D. It didn't matter. But I blame Kevin Nash and Scott Hall because they knew.
Hey, didn't dude say that at Talladega Nights? He spread his butt cheeks as Mike Honcho and he did a Playgirl
what?
Spread? He told Will Ferrell that when he thought Will Ferrell was dying, that was his confession.
No, that's funny as a bitch.
Fam said Mike Honcho.
He was like, you probably didn't hear about it. I went under the name Mike Honcho, but I spread my butt cheeks. Literally.
I'm like, wow.
His name is Mike Honcho.
What about that picture of Allman Johnson and Davey Duke standing on the mountain?
Yeah, fam, we questioned that nigga too.
I question Ahmed Johnson because that nigga looked like he bathed in baby oil before every match. I would have been mad
at
the motherfucker wrestling that nigga, dog. I'd have been like, bro, you
but
like chill.
You know what's crazy? I honestly never really heard anybody judge Goldust.
That's
yeah,
what I mean.
He was open. He was like outright just doing fruity shit.
Gay shit, right.
I've never heard nobody was like, man, this nigga Goldust gay.
But,
like,
Mondo just gave Tone CPR in the back. Jesus. That was like the
first And he wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, wait. First of all, fuck you, Mimi, for that cheap shot.
I told you look like an old ass Ahmed Johnson a million times, so this ain't no fucking spot.
It's the fact how you slid that in there and everybody kept rolling with the conversation because I had to say something.
Yeah. No, it was just like he improvised that kiss. He wasn't even supposed to kiss dude. That's why
he
was so mad.
He wasn't, dog.
When they interviewed him about that shit, dude was like, yeah, he wasn't supposed to touch me at all. I was supposed to wake up before it happened. He was like, dude, that's why he hurried up and kissed him like that. Dog was pissed. Like, that throwing shit, that was real. But I just think it's funny how certain niggas do questionable shit, and because of who they are, they just don't get questioned for it. Like I'm telling you now, if you go back and watch the whole Attitude Era, like, you would swear that DX was fucking each other, like, all of them. But nobody ever said it. Well, Billy Gunn always, because for some reason he couldn't keep...
Fam, he was known as Ass Man, dog. He's been questionable since day one.
Bro, they called him Mr. Ass.
Right.
And he had a wife and family before everybody. That's why I was sweating. I'm like, wait, you married to a woman? You got any kids? It's do you want, because... He was the ass man. Like, he was obsessed with his own butt cheeks. Man, wear thongs to the ladies.
Fam, he's known as the ass man. The last time
him
I heard somebody refer to himself as the ass
here.
Man.
Yeah, him
last nigga
to
known as the ass man
Metro
was
in
the, who was in the Village People. Man.
Why? So Michael can keep his ass in his pants either. What the fuck
are you talking about? I love y'all, but I'm finna go in this bar. Y'all have a good night.
Keep drinking, bro.
Can you please not spot sailors or Navy men or Marines or whatever the fuck you be doing when you out?
What?
Huh?
I don't know what she said, but yeah.
Speaking
of bars. Where the hell is Tori and Ken at with this incident that occurred last week?
They were at a ghetto bar. I'm not there.
They were supposed to come on air and explain what happened at the bar last week.
Well, I ain't seen I ain't even talked to Ken, but Tori, I think Tori and Shells and them, they somewhere.
Yeah,
I know Shells and Dev and was together because they just tweeted about 7 or 8 niggas, scale size, all piling in an Audi. So, yeah.
What up?
Now, that is questionable. That is a lot of niggas.
Yep.
In the
somebody
Audi.
Somebody left.
Right. Somebody is on somebody's lap.
Okay, since we all still here before I have to go in this building, I have a question. Are we going to Green Bay or not?
I thought we said we were going.
Yeah, but everybody didn't agree to it. Mimi didn't say nothing yet.
Mimi the one that brought it up, though.
Yeah, but that's because Mimi always has to pay for 2 people. So, Mimi got to see what's what.
And the reason why I ask is because we're probably going to have to leave early. And I know
right.
You probably don't want to miss work.
True.
We're going to have to leave.
That's what I'm trying to figure all of that out as far as if I just make up whatever time. If I have to leave a couple hours early, my boss will let me, make up whatever time. I just got to see where it is in the pay period. Because I'm trying to work overtime. And when we use any kind of sick vacation time or any time off, they won't count on overtime as overtime. They'll be like, oh, well, we just going to use these overtime hours to make up some hours
right.
that we missed, and that's going to count as straight time. And I'm trying to get my OT, so I got to figure out what's what.
Okay, well, I'm going to still be listening, but I probably won't be doing as much talking. Cause I'm finna go in this building, so I'll catch y'all when I catch y'all.
Well, it's getting close to ending time anyway.
Well, yeah.
Well, since it's almost time to end the show, I just want to get a few of my brethren's take on the situation, because I received a puzzling message. Now, it's not so much puzzling, but because you're the oldest and the biggest creep that we probably know. If said female sent you a text message, was like, hey, you should send me not a dick pic, but a dick video. How would you feel about that?
Wait, what?
What? No. I'm walking away from that question, bro.
What was the question?
Basically, the question
was,
if a female that you
want dick videos,
they basically want him to glide his meat.
Hey, you're not been seeing that a lot lately. Like, dudes like, man, I want pics some more. I want videos.
So chicks want the host of Definitely Fresh Joe to glide his meat.
And what I'm saying is, like, if we talked on a regular basis and I had, if I had thoughts and visions of smashing that, and she, asked to see the wood piece, that'd be a different story. But the big red flag of the fact that I don't even fuck with her like this, and I'm not even on
okay,
that.
Okay, well, that's the point. She's asking because she's trying to see if she want to fuck with you like that.
And she wants you to send a video instead of a picture.
It's like, because pictures lie. But
right.
It's basically like when you get a sales paper, like you want to check the sales to make sure it's worth going to the store. That's all it is. That's all it is.
So, Mimi, are you encouraging him to glide his meat to this chick?
Look, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just telling him the reason behind it, because he seems to be confused. Like, I don't even talk to her like that.
I'm not confused.
The fact that she wants to see it, though, means that she's considering it. People don't just, like, I'm sorry, but I don't ask to see meat that I'm not interested in.
But my thing is, like, she's interested in my meat, but my meat's not interested in her. Why isn't I show it to her?
Well, then just say that.
Yeah.
Because I was just a dick about this. Like, I just closed my phone altogether and opened up my Twitter app.
All right.
Like, yeah,
now this is the question. No, wait. Before we walk away from this, you must ask yourself this question. Do you feel, or do you have the need to feel loved right now? Because if you have the need to feel loved right now, she may love you. So, glide on your knees. But if you don't need to feel loved, then walk away from the scenario. I'm just saying.
So, are we talking about your situation with, never mind.
You know,
just
but that is
right
how we started.
No, because you let me know, Ben F, y'all, I needed to be loved. So.
Right.
But that is how it started, though.
That seems to be your reason for any time you do some unthinkable, ungodly, unworldly, horrible shit with horrible people. You always say you are in a bad place and you need to be loved. I mean,
I never denied it. But I don't deny it happened, though. Unlike other people we associate with who try to denounce it, like it never occurred, this is what goes on. I at least embraced it, and I tell you why it happened. So I'm not ashamed of how it went down or why it went down. Just saying, if you feel the need to be loved right now, bro, just glide on your meat. That's the one in the dictionary.
But see, glide, she wants you to glide her your meat so that she can decide that she wants to let you glide your meat in her.
Right.
But if you're not interested, then what's wrong with just saying, you know, I'm not on that with you?
Because
you don't
want to
fuck
up the opportunity that may be the only chick who wants to glide his meat for a mighty long time. So he kind of don't want to close that window yet.
No. I don't want to fall victim to the internet and then I get this long speech from Mimi who never lets anything go. And, you know, you thought it was cool.
Then Snapchat your meat.
I'm not doing nothing that regards my meat via a telephone. If you can't come see it, then it's not meant for you to know what it looks like.
Then you know.
Case closed.
Then tell her to come see it in person.
Or certain people they can utilize the KeepSafe app. That's where you put the news at, and you send it, and it gives a link that expires in a certain amount to say it lets you view it for, you know, a couple of seconds, then it all is self-destructs like Inspector Gadget. But me personally,
I wouldn't,
because I feel like there's a way around it, because I feel like, okay, the link is up for 5 seconds, it lets you view it, and then it literally automatically disappears. It just deletes itself. But it screenshot, like, I left a comment on there, so maybe they fixed it, but I'm like, I think that's because for 5 seconds, that's a lot, it only takes me 2 seconds to screenshot.
True. Well, what you need to do, bro, is if you want to glide your meat to her, I say you do it in person.
Test it.
Go in the bathroom and glide your meat to yourself and see what the outcome is. You might find out.
This show is over. I like to everybody who listened. I like to thank everybody who called in. Make sure you hit the Tone Deaf Radio fan page with a picture of yourself and 5 fun facts about yourself. If you are interested in winning a date with Dia, this date does include a guest spot on her Valentine's Day show of the Poetry Push. You also get an all-expense-paid date to whatever she decides, or if she would shoot piggy, say she don't care.
Why the fuck does my mother have my vibrator in her room?
You know what? This is we gonna go to songs.
Ain't no songs.
I have been looking
over
for this motherfucker.
Make sure y'all.
Are you sure?
And
you,
I know
sure
it's mine
because
it got Gemini on it.
Are you sure you?
I've been looking
it
for
now?
This motherfucker since I moved in November. I have questions.
No, bro. We still don't air for this. This is an after-hours show.
Well, I'm going to mute myself because my puppy's going to be messy.
I'm upset.
I want to hear her answer. And then I have to ask Mimi several questions now.
I thought it was in storage. I fucking moved in November and I couldn't find it. Matter of fact, remember when I told y'all that when my dad was breaking down my bed and they found it under there? I'm thinking maybe she threw it in a box. I didn't know that she, you know, it's just in her room, in her fucking headboard. I mean, the little area above her bed.
Now, question number one, is this your favorite toy or is this the one that you just can conveniently use from time to time?
No, that is the toy that I got back in 2011. Matter of fact, got a free birthday. It got Gemini on it.
You went and got that a vibrator on your baby birthday?
Huh?
You went and got a vibrator
said,
on your baby?
I said Bree. Bree.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say you said Bree, like me.
Yeah, so we ended up in that store on Greenfield for Bree birthday.
I know. I remember that.
And I got it then. But I'm mad because I just went and bought, it's like a 3-pack now. Now they got like a variety pack. And I just went and bought a fucking variety pack. It cost me $30. And I didn't have to because my original woman been here the whole time. I'm upset.
Now, had you found out that your mom borrowed your vibrator, would you have wanted it back?
Why was she using it in the first place?
I'm just saying, your dad was missing for a while. She was going through some things. She needed
no,
to feel love.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't
you
missing. Because I just fucking moved in November. He was here.
No, you remember when she
that
kicked him out. That's what I'm saying.
That was, 2 months after I had already been here? That's not a reason.
Well, maybe she found it. I'm saying if you found out she used it. I didn't say she used it right away.
I think she did. It's white stuff on it.
Ugh. That means she don't clean it.
So, yeah,
do you want it back now?
I mean, I've already replaced it. It's just the fact that you don't like the material, and it was sleek, and it was just everything. Like, I'm upset. Gemini, you're Scorpio. She don't. Has your sign on.
Maybe she didn't know where to find one at. Never mind. We talking about your mom.
Yeah. So, I'm upset, and I'm going to go take a drink because I'm real distraught right now.
I don't blame you. That is not the way to end the show. With that being said, people, we would like to thank you for listening to Definitely Fresh Up. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Check out the Switchblade Show. It starts at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And also the return of Tasha's Taste next week at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, where we will have our Valentine's Day special, Men versus the Women. So definitely make sure you tune in for that show, because that's going to be quite interesting. With that being said, we are going to end the Definitely Fresh Show. I am the DJ, Mr. Tone Deaf. This is the Ghetto Prophet, Mimi. And somewhere around the corner, somewhere is the host of the Definitely Fresh Show, it's the Young First O'Clock. With that being
said, he disappeared to go glide his meat.
Yeah, he really did go glide his meat and blame it on the dog. To be said, we are going to say good night, and you guys enjoy the rest of your.
Hey, Tom.